You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Claudio Manuel Neves Valente. He's 48 years young, found dead in a storage facility. Yeah, he was a physics student at Brown back in the day in 2000. No current affiliation, but now he is the one believed to have opened fire at Brown University. And remember when we reported the MIT professor, not so far away,
yeah,
had been shot and killed, and they said nothing to see here, not connected.
Right.
Well, there's a connection.
Yes, there is. I said it on the air on the show. I said... What's going on up in New England with all the smart institutions? Seems odd, doesn't it?
So were the conspiracy theorists right? Just asking for a friend.
The Alu Akbar crowd?
I'm just asking for a friend. Every one of you, including Tony Bruno, by the way, that yelled at me and said, oh, they're hiding. So they're, okay.
Well, I thought what was interesting is the fact that they... You know, all the people that said Alu Akbar, and I quoted it in a Yahoo story, they were never able to substantiate that. Then there was the claim that the MIT professor might have been Jewish, when in fact they're not. They're also of Portuguese descent. And I know before all
you
the
could be Portuguese.
I know before all the religious scholars, I know you can, you know, become Jewish even though you might be German or Portuguese or whatever, but there's apparently no link to any. My point being, so many people wanted to make this Middle Eastern Muslim terrorism against Jews. And look, I mean, for the last 26 months, I mean, you know, a lot of ground to stand on with that argument. But, you know, not everything is everything.
Do you mind if I play some of the news conference, Don Stenslin?
I don't mind.
34.
An individual was identified.
Oh, this guy.
As Claudio Neves Valente. Date of birth. And he was a 48-year-old man. He was a Brown student. He was a Portuguese national. And his last known address was in Miami, Florida. And I will tell you that he took his own life tonight. We have members of the Providence Police Department up in Salem, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. And we also have the BCI unit. Obviously, the FBI and their evidence recovery unit is up there. So the process is being conducted as we speak. And it goes without saying that I would like to personally thank the efforts again of the Providence Police Department, the Rhode Island State Police, the Rhode Island Attorney General, the FBI, the ATF, HSI, the U.S. Marshals,
ABC,
IRS, DEA,
LGBTQ plus,
Secret Service, and NCIS.
Oh, I like that show.
Oh, it's a great show.
Do you have the photo 33? There's the there's the I guess we can say that's the guy, right?
Yeah.
So it's not the guy in the kafifi, right? The one has been thrown around by...
No, that guy was basically bullied and
by grifters smeared online.
I took a lot of flack on X. Nick, how do you know why they took it down? They don't want innocent people being harassed. That's why.
I'm assuming we'll have apologies from a lot of people today, including Tony Bruno.
No.
Asking for a friend.
No, Bruno saw it on X, so it had to be true.
The weirdest piece of this, they're all saying all these guys are these brilliant scientists, and they have a certain skill set and specialty as far as fuels of the future, and world-renowned for this.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing is bizarre.
Well,
the most bizarre.
Yeah.
Were you going to think of it? The most bizarre thing is, remember yesterday we showed the picture of the other guy on the Brown University campus who was the, might be a witness or another person of interest.
Yeah.
So that guy, it turns out, had been living.
I saw
reported,
that.
Did you see this? As like a homeless guy.
Right.
But everybody kind of knows who he is because he went to Brown also back in the day. Some genius guy.
Yeah.
Who everybody, this is like a movie.
See, it's so expensive. It's so expensive to go to the Ivy Leagues that even when you get out of there, you end up homeless.
By the way, the reason this is going to fester online forever is Dr. Phil McGroin, who I love. He's a great listener. He's a great contributor to the program. But he says he doesn't believe this for a second. So
because he killed himself.
That's the problem with this is that because he killed himself, it's going to leave this whole cloud of, well, you know what I mean. So this thing is going to live on online. So
this is my life because right now. I'm living in a household of men playing video games, and that's where the conspiracy theories, believe it or not, where they live.
Yeah. That's where they converse.
So that's how I know all about all of these conspiracies. Candace, like you, the Egyptian, whatever, all of it, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So my answer is, what are we ordering? Because I'm not cooking. That's my answer.
That's the line of the day.
Again, don't listen to social media. Listen to this radio program. Oh. Let me repeat that again. Don't listen to social media. Listen to this radio program.
And
Tony Bruno tweeted 387 times in 2 days about this stupid case.
Wow.
And everything he said was wrong. Everything.
I know. It's because Brown's a liberal. That's why.
Oh, God.
I have to give Road Warrior credit. Because I had said, too, that... You know, and again, I understand the law enforcement officers that we are not seeing on TV that are doing hard work. Like I defended the ones that were sifting their foot through the snow looking for evidence. Those guys and gals deserve a lot of credit. My criticism has been the chief of police 100%. Who's looked incompetent,
yes.
The mayor and the Brown security.
You are 100% correct because you listen to that guy, you know, speaking broken English and you don't have a... You don't have the air of confidence that these guys know what they're talking about.
Right.
So I 100% agree with you. I think that this sniffs, this has the whole, you just sniffed, so I said sniffs. This has the whole air of, you know, what's really going on here. But yeah, Road Warrior was 100% correct. Mm-hmm. And he's my Svengali.
He always is.
He's my Svengali, so I listen to him. And he was the one who says, this stuff takes time. Stop believing grifters online.
Yeah. And by the way, John, I was trying to call in yesterday at some point, and there were phone problems.
Jimmy Kelly needs to do a better job of screening that.
No, there were phone
actually,
I feel terrible. And then Road Warrior, like, I guess made a comment about, I think it was at me, like, I have a bias against, how often do I say every time, Road Warrior's always, John's
well,
always
you,
right.
Well, you did.
What did I do?
You did ignore him at the Families Behind the Badge Children's
Foundation. Oh, no.
I was looking for Maureen. I ran up. I was looking for Maureen Faulkner.
She doesn't want to talk to you. She doesn't want to talk to you.
And then I realized it and went back.
Dawn is very highfalutin.
That is not true.
She doesn't want to associate with.
It's not true. I was just texting my girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Supposed to meet her at the dunk tank.
Ooh.
It's not true.
Of a dunk tank.
Once again, Kale and Company, the morning program, the one that Nick thinks he can do by himself. Always,
I'm never going to live that one down.
Always correct. Grifters Online, never correct. Just remember that at 6:14. Thank you.
Now, people are trying to, not from any credible source, so I'll just give this a little oxygen and not to hijack Dawn's news. People are claiming that the self-inflicted gunshot wounds were to the back of the head.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Really?
That's what people are claiming.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
One more from the police report on this. This is 40, Phil. Police say that a Reddit post, led them to the Brown University gunman. Roll this.
You said why it took so long to get the tipster's tip. It looks like he posted on Reddit on Monday and then said on Reddit that he told the FBI. Was it lost in the FBI's tip?
We received the tip about that post and immediately acted on it.
And so that's exactly what occurred. As soon as the tip came in, we had a tip center upstairs that was staffed, like, as I mentioned earlier, by detectives and agents. They were going through hundreds of tips that were coming in, hundreds. We were vetting them through, ruling them out, just like the general stated. We were making sure that whatever came in, we checked it to ensure that we weren't missing anything. And so when we got to that tip, obviously, it led us to that person I wanted to speak with, and I told you the rest earlier. So.
Yeah, and I want to complete that too, because this is important. This person had to come forward. That's why we put the picture out. Once we put the picture out, he came forward, right? But we didn't know who that person was. We knew about what was on Reddit, but we didn't know who that person was. That's why when we identified another person, we didn't know when that person came forward that he was the Reddit poster. He then told us he was. Okay, so all of these things kind of happened in that sequence.
Almost feels like that guy's trying to take credit for that right there. To me, it's the credit goes to the Reddit poster.
Well, and that they find, you know, they experienced a slowdown because of the getting the wrong guy. Thank God they were able to get the DNA, the fingerprints,
yep,
and all of that. By the way, out of a result of this, even though Claudio from Portugal came to this country on that green card lottery program, I know that it was, I believe, DHS last night and President Trump suspending the green card lottery program last night as a result of this, because it allowed the suspect in the Brown University and MIT killings there to come to the United States in the first place. So it's basically, they call it the diversity visa program. About 50,000 green cards that are available each and every year by lottery to people from countries that are little represented in the United States. That's how it works. It was created by Congress. And so, you know, I imagine this will be challenged, much like the Trump Kennedy Center will be challenged, because this is something where the administration will make a move like this, probably under an emergency type measure. Then it gets challenged because they want Congress to officially, you know, confirm things, because they were the, you know, Congress in the first place created this, as well as the Kennedy Center. So it's the Trump Kennedy Center. I know a lot of people were reacting to that it's the board voted.
Yeah.
The board, President Trump said he was very surprised.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he was very surprised. A board that he hand-selected. He's very surprised that a board he hand-selected would name it after him.
And when did this start? Under what administration did this start?
Well, this was created in honor of the late assassinated John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, but
so I know that it was named after JFK.
When did this go into effect, though? What administration put this policy in place is my question. Because if we're going to have 50,000, hey, we're going to do a lottery because we need do we need representation in the United States, or do we just need law-abiding citizens? I mean, I'm sure there was like a vetting process, and nobody knew that this guy at 48 years old, how long was he in the country for under this?
Oh, years.
So
he came in 2000, right?
So 25 years. I mean, you can't project a quarter century down the road when somebody's going to snap and commit a mass shooting. But, you know, representation.
Apparently, they said he was recently divorced and had been going through a bunch of mental health issues.
Blame it on women.
It's the bitches that'll get you.
Always a woman.
Some Ivy League broads. Them brown broads.
But what a tragedy. Yeah. And so now, you know, they'll focus on, obviously, those who survived the shooting and the funerals and the tributes to the two students who were killed. And then this brilliant, you know, Massachusetts MIT professor who nobody's really talking about. But this guy was also a world-renowned individual.
And that professor was killed in their house.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. The whole thing is so strange. So I know they'll get to the bottom of it, and we'll be hearing more about it. But going into the weekend, I'm thankful that at least this is resolved.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's take you to Plymouth Meeting Township. This is Montgomery County. Police say they've ID'd and charged those drivers behind that chaotic street takeover. We talked about this last summer, mid-June, and had, you know, shown you the video, intersection of Ridge Pike, Chemical Road, and North Lane. It's a huge intersection. And this was something that everybody was looking at this video. It was crazy. Investigators say these suspects they identify as Amar Abdalhamid Amar of Arnold, Maryland, Gabriel Hernandez of Pensauken, New Jersey, as well as Marco Merkovich of Newark, Delaware. Block traffic, performing these donuts, and set off fireworks. This was mid-June that this happened last summer. So all three of these guys now face charges, including reckless endangerment, reckless driving, illegal racing, related traffic offenses, and as well, on top of all the criminal charges, three spectators, remember this, were cited for vehicle code violations related to trying to block the roadway. So in this one, they've just announced, I'm not sure sometimes why this takes so long. In something where they have the video and they have so much evidence and they wait 6 months to make this announcement.
You know what we need? The cops need those. They used to have them in the early 90s in Los Angeles, and they were criticized for having them. But I think we need more of them. You know what we need?
What?
More battering rams.
Mm.
And as soon as they get word that these kids are doing donuts, yep, you know, and these car meetups, show up with battering rams and run the cars the F over.
Yeah.
And who cares who's inside?
Pin them right up against the wall.
Who cares who's inside?
Yeah. Well, they have the other the little gizmo that they've been using now. Was it the grappling?
Oh, that's so cool. Yes. When you were off last week, we talked about this because they just started using it again. We played the video from Vegas a couple months ago.
It's like Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. But they're using it in a lot of police departments now. It's so cool.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I would use it.
So, you know, Greg Stocker yesterday was saying how, or just this morning, Greg was saying, listen to us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, because we're always right.
Mm-hmm.
And we were right about a certain verdict that came down, a jury verdict.
Yes.
Because she know not what she do.
Yeah.
I'm quoting the Bible there. Yeah. This is Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small, Sr. He was found not guilty on all counts yesterday.
Amen. And called it.
And I think we had a unanimous jury here.
Yep. We did.
We all said not guilty because, or acquitted.
Well, the one issue I had was the makeup of the jury, because there was only one African-American individual. Is that correct on Stensland?
Yes, sir.
And it was made up of more women than men, though, right?
Yes.
So I think that's what it did. That's what did it, because the women are like, oh, you know that girl deserved it.
Yeah, I looked at it from like the medical evidence standpoint, where all the exams showed that there was not a single sign of abuse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's all about reasonable doubt.
In my opinion, it was the boyfriend that set the old man up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he walked out of the courtroom and he said, thank you, Jesus. Thanked the... Actually, that was in the courtroom, that part, but he's a free man. He would have obviously lost his job as mayor. He was overwhelmingly reelected there as the AC mayor. And so this all had to do with his 17-year-old daughter in the very beginning of this year, and that the claim here by her boyfriend, who had some phone video, who was in the Smalls' home. And in this one, the claim was that he had threatened her, that he had knocked her unconscious. Yep. And that's what, you know, we had talked a lot about. There was no medical. She was taken to the hospital, the doctors. There was no such medical evidence to support that. So the jury reached its verdict in minutes after requesting to listen again to portions of Mayor Small's testimony. And remember, I had reported this and we had talked about it. Mayor Marty Small, he broke down and was sobbing talking about this. And how he loves his daughter. He hopes to repair their relationship. She was his little girl, best friend. Broke down just sobbing on the stand talking about this. And I think this jury believed him.
Yep.
Yeah.
So amen. There's that.
Yep. Yeah.
So Marty Small, he's exonerated and now said that he will go on to, he wished everyone a Merry Christmas. And he said that he will now try to repair his relationship with his daughter. I don't know if the boyfriend is still in the picture. I'm kind of curious as far as I predict that kind of goes away.
You should try repairing Atlantic City while he's at it.
That's a good point. How old that
place is.
Okay, we're fine with you. You've been exonerated now. Get back to work.
Jeez.
So we got that going on. I know that we'll talk about the Children's Hospital story and what's going on in the big take. So we won't get to that. The weather, Nick Cale, is really the big story impacting anybody who's on a major roadway, especially 76 east or west right now.
That is correct. On 59 degrees with heavy showers, it's going to go up 1 degree for the day, a high of 60. The sun will peak out for a little bit, and then we have major wind gusts. That'll bring it down to a feel of sub-freezing, below 32 degrees today. And then, of course, your weekend will be a little up and down as well with temperature fluctuations. Philly weather for round one of Cale & Company News Live. All right, we'll come back. Last big take of the week. It's Cale & Company. But first, we have to talk about our friends at Piazza because, well, the holidays are here. We're only, what, 5 days away from Christmas Eve, 6 days away from Christmas. And this holiday season, you can share the love of driving excellence at the Mercedes-Benz Holiday Love Celebration at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and, of course, in Marty Small's Atlantic City, with exceptional offers like the 2025 C-Class sedan or how about the 2026 GLC SUV with 1.99% financing for 3 years. And I also just saw on social media, by the way, Mercedes-Benz, way more affordable than you would think. Even Odyssey sales rep Michael Steinberg cashing in. He just got a gorgeous new Mercedes-Benz in Westchester. So discover your Mercedes-Benz for the holiday love celebration. The Benz of your dreams is available in three different locations in three different states, all under the Piazza Auto Group umbrella. Piazza Mercedes of Westchester in Pennsylvania, Wilmington, Delaware, or down the shore in Atlantic City.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company live on a Friday morning, December 19th. Nick Kale, Dawn Stenzel, and Greg Stocker right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Don't listen to social media. Listen to this radio program.
Exactly. 855-839-1210 is how you jump in. We have a lot to get to today. Very, very big stories out there. From gender-affirming care to marijuana to the Epstein files. And also, I've been sitting on this story for a couple of days this week, and we'll finally get to it, I think, this morning. Free speech, social media, and the government arresting you for 2 tweets. Not here, but across the pond. We'll get to that in a little bit. But let's get to one last big take of the week.
The big take on Kale and Company,
which is brought to you by Staples. The big take: youth bodily mutilation no mas. You know, the Trump administration, led by HHS Secretary Bobby Kennedy and Dr. Mehmet Oz and Marty McCary, announced sweeping changes to ban gender-affirming care for trans youth yesterday. Translation: parents who want to have their children's sex organs mutilated, it'll be much, much more difficult. And I, for one, applaud RFK Jr., Dr. Oz, and Dr. McCary. If your kid comes to you and says, "I think I'm a cat," you would look at them like something is wrong. If your child comes to you and says, "Watch, Daddy, I'm about to jump off this building and fly," you would immediately intervene, or at least I would hope. Would you buy your 9-year-old kid $180 sneakers knowing they're going to outgrow them in 3 months? Probably not. Not a smart move. Why? Because children grow, they change, and then by the time they're in their mid-20s, they're usually set with what they are and who they are, and they feel comfortable in their own skin for the rest of their life. And if you're a medical practitioner who took the Hippocratic Oath and vowed to never harm a patient and then still performed these awful surgeries on children, then you're very much a money-hungry hypocrite. Again, if you're 18, 22, 40 years old, you want to go through this, you're an adult, you make adult choices, that's up to you. But kids doing this is ridiculous. And there are two genders, male and female. Not 12 genders, not 14 genders, not seasonal genders, not genders that change with the weather or your mindset, and not how many other options that those little tablets that you get at the doctor's office these days, a little Microsoft Surface where it gives you a little drop-down box and you can reaffirm your mental illness, male, female, this, that, non-binary. Hey, give me a break. If you think there are more than two, then I suggest a one-way flight to Neverland and spending the holidays with Peter Pan and the Lost Boys. Men cannot become women. Ladies cannot become gentlemen. It's just science. The Department of Health and Human Services announced two measures on Thursday. Number one, barring any hospital from providing gender-affirming health care to trans youth from participating in the Medicare and Medicaid programs, such care would include puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgical operations. And also, number two, prohibiting Medicaid funds from covering gender-affirming care for trans youth under the age of 18 and Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, funds for covering such care for trans minors under the age of 19. Here was Bobby Kennedy yesterday. Listen and watch.
Doctors assume a solemn obligation to protect children. Yet doctors across the country now provide needless and irreversible sex-rejecting procedures that violate their sacred Hippocratic Oath by endangering the very lives that they are sworn to safeguard. The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, peddled the lie that chemical and surgical sex-rejecting procedures could be good for children who suffer from gender dysphoria. They betrayed the estimated 300,000 American youth ages 13 to 17, conditioned to believe that sex can be changed. They betrayed their Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. So-called gender-affirming care has inflicted lasting physical and psychological damage on vulnerable young people. This is not medicine. It is malpractice. We're done with junk science driven by ideological pursuits, not the well-being of children. A peer-reviewed report published by the HHS Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health last month confirms that sex-rejecting procedures impose medical dangers and lasting harm on children who receive these interventions. So today we are taking six decisive actions guided by gold standard science and the week one executive order from President Trump to protect children from chemical and surgical mutilation. This morning, I signed a declaration. Sex-rejecting procedures are neither safe nor effective treatment for children with gender dysphoria.
HHS officials also announced that the Food and Drug Administration will issue warning letters to 12 manufacturers and retailers of breast binders, which the agency classifies as Class 1 medical devices. FDA Commissioner Marty McCary said the agency believes the products are being illegally marketed to children for the treatment of gender dysphoria. Dr. Mehmet Oz joined the conversation yesterday and offered up this. Listen and watch.
American taxpayers should not have to foot the bill for ideologically driven experiments on our nation's youth and hospitals that we deem must meet the minimum quality standards of care and safety should not be conducting these experiments when we know so little about what is happening with our youth. Now the important part. For these reasons, and I can go on and on, this document, the white paper that Secretary commissioned is over 300 pages long, we're taking major steps at CMS to stop a funding process that has led to irreversible medical interventions with two major actions. The first, we're announcing a notice of proposed rulemaking that ends taxpayer funding of sex-rejecting procedures for children in Medicaid and CHIP, full stop. We don't provide health care to every child, but at 53%, we've got most, and we're not going to let taxpayer money go to hurt these children, and those children will no longer be hurt with this ideology.
The public will have 60 days to comment on the proposed rules beginning today. If finalized, hospitals that continue providing gender-affirming care to transgender youth could lose Medicare and Medicaid funding, a move that critics say would effectively force many facilities to shut down. I think this is a common sense win. I think this is a political win. And I think this is a win for children. And the far left, they'll want to rant and rave and throw an outrage fit over this. And it will only work against them, I believe, in elections, because this is probably an 80-20 or 90-10 issue in the scheme of American politics. Would you allow your 10-year-old to start smoking? Would you make your 12-year-old a martini? Then why would you allow your 11-year-old to have their penis or breast cut off? Why? Brains are not formulated completely until the age of 25. So no matter what a 14-year-old thinks they want, how about a parent saying, you know what, I'm 45 years old. I think I know better than you, little Johnny. Why don't we wait this one out until you're of legal age? So how on God's green earth can any semi-functional parent permit a 14 or 16-year-old to alter their genetic makeup with a good conscience? It's a great question to ask anybody that's in favor of doing these awful procedures. The after effects and the regret have already been widely acknowledged by many. In fact, here's one who wish they did not do this. I want you to meet Chloe Cole. Listen and watch.
Every boy and every girl deserves to be loved the way that they were beautifully created in their mother's womb. And to the young people out there who are struggling with this mental illness, I want you to know that there is a better way out. And it's not too late to accept the beautiful way that God has created you.
Chloe Cole went through the detransitioning process and also went on to thank the Trump administration for stepping in with this. So what's the solution? Counseling? Therapy? Dare I even say prescription medicine? It's time to get back to reality and away from gender fantasy island. We should not be celebrating mental illness. We should not be reaffirming things that are not true. We should be treating it at the root cause. In corporate America, you're complicit in nature as well. Dr. Marty McCary, listen and watch.
Today, the FDA is taking action. We are sending warning letters to 12 manufacturers and retailers for illegal marketing of breast binders for children for the purposes of treating gender dysphoria. Breast binders are a class one medical device with legitimate medical users, such as being used by women after breast cancer surgery. And these binders are not benign. Long-term usage has been associated with pain, compromised lung function from atelectasis collapse, and even difficulty breastfeeding later in life. The warning letters will formally notify the companies of their significant regulatory violations and require prompt corrective action.
The DSM-4, the Diagnostic Statistics Manual, the gold standard of mental health issues, has said that gender dysphoria is a clinical diagnosis. It's time that politicians and media stop pandering to a select few trying to earn political points and getting these people the help that they need. And the Trump administration has the common sense and, sadly, the guts to acknowledge it and hopefully correct it. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by Staples, where you can have an easy holiday only at Staples. Save on top tech and gaming gifts, plus shipping supplies and services for safe delivery. Don't miss 50% off custom cards, photo gifts, wrapping paper, and more. Visit staples.com/print for details. Staples. Boy, that was easy. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on social media at 1210WPHD. And, of course, let your comments be seen. And Greg will read the good and the bad in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/at1210WPHD.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Don Stensland, I think we're probably in lockstep with this one. Your thoughts on the medical side of the Trump administration yesterday, leading the way for, I think, is a common sense victory and making things much, much more difficult for those that want to engage in these absurd practices.
Yeah, I think overall, most people, this is one of those 80-20 issues that most people say this is a good thing. It went too far, especially since, remember, we found through, you know, all those freedom of information requests, how a disproportionate number of foster children were, especially in the Pittsburgh area, by the dozens were getting this stuff. Why foster kids and so on. But I think three things I'll say. Number one is that this is a lead story here in Philadelphia, where now Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, because we're apparently one of these leading nation's largest clinics providing this kind of medical care as well as mental health support for transgender or the non-binary gender kids, teens, and their families. And so they're one of the biggest in the country. So this will be a local story front and center. And I have no doubt that this all will be challenged in court. So if I'm going to play the other side, then what I would say is, so what about circumcision? Is that not the mutilation of baby boys' penis when they're a tiny baby? Is that not a form of circumcision? It's widely done. Nobody thinks about it, but would that not then go under this umbrella? So if I'm an attorney, that's probably, if I'm working for CHOP or what have you, I probably would go there.
Aren't there documented medical evidence that shows that circumcisions are healthy for boys?
We're the only industrialized country, I think, that does it.
Yeah, really? Nobody else does it.
Nobody else does it.
Yeah, I had a big fight with my husband because I have some girlfriends whose husbands are like from other, you know, the grandfathers or whatever from other countries. Like, nobody else does this.
Yeah.
And so in Europe and whatnot. And so Larry was like, my husband's rationale was, I don't want my kid to be teased in the locker room.
That's
what he said.
Here's the problem with that. Larry has the mindset that most men have. It's like, well, I had it done, so why can't my son have it done?
Yeah.
But that's not a good excuse to have it done. You know what I mean? Like, when.
Yeah, it's not like we can recall what life was like before we were circumcised, because it happened when we were days old.
Yeah. Well, apparently it takes it, you know, it. It
takes the pleasure away?
Yes. Yeah. You know? Because, you know, it takes all of those nerve endings. So it's, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I have,
I'm not like, look, I don't know the science one way or another. My son is circumcised, so like, I'm not.
Yeah.
But there have been credible studies that said, like, we don't know why in the United States of America we do this. They don't do it anywhere else.
Well, it's biblical,
or with the frequency that we do it here.
It is biblical, because back in the day, you know, thousands of years ago, whatever, it was for cleanliness.
Yes.
So that is a proven thing.
Yeah,
but
I want that for Munda cheese.
And then your wife gets the UTIs all the time. That's like, you know, what goes on.
And of course, it goes back to the one episode of Married with Children.
Oh, here we go.
Where Al throws his back out playing football. The doctors say he needs a small circular incision in his back to relieve the pressure on his spine. And the doctor misread the script. And instead of a small circular incision, they gave Al Bundy a circumcision. And he was not happy. He had to wear like a poncho for like a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was like the dog with the dog collar.
No. You imagine a doctor screwing that up. You go in, you're 45 years old, get back surgery, and they chop you up.
Yeah. Can you imagine that from a sitcom in 1993?
Wild, right? It's always a story for it. Proof that it's the greatest sitcom of all time. It always can relate to what we're talking about. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, wrap up this conversation on the Trump front with medical stuff, including the reclassification of marijuana.
I have a piece of audio that I want to play on the other side. How much does a penis cost?
All right, we'll continue penis talk on the other side. How about that? It's Kale and Company. You never know where we're going. It's Friday. It's the last show of the year. It's Talk Radio 12. It could be the last show of all time, for all we know.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we wind down the first hour here on a Farish Friday. Don't forget Sean Farish coming up at 7:45. And as you heard, as we went right to the break, a little what we like to call imaging in the industry. Sean Farish and Esty.
Wow.
Woo-hoo.
Trump and Kamala reunite for a limited time only show. Or
it's
shows.
Awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Plural.
It's going to be awesome. It's either going to be the biggest train wreck or it's going to be the greatest radio show ever. So It's going to be one or the other.
They're literally going to be in the middle of a segment talking about the latest deportation efforts or whatever the topic of the day is. And then he's going to morph into Trump like he does, flawlessly. Awesome. She'll seamlessly transition into Kamala.
Yep.
And then laughs will be had.
Yep. Starting Monday morning. So make sure you're here bright and early, 6 a.m. Monday morning. Nick, I said, how much does the creation of a penis cost?
Yeah, let's do penis talk on the radio.
So, well, this is clinical. This is Dr. Oz talking about this because you were talking about, Nick, if you want to just say what you were talking about for your big take.
The banning, or at least the attempt to ban and shut down hospitals and public taxpayer dollars for the funding of gender-affirming care for minors.
How much does the creation of a penis cost, according
to
Dr.
Oz? Can we all take guesses real quick? Or has anybody already heard this?
Unless you've seen it, please don't. If you've seen it, don't cheat.
No. All right. And I'm always wrong anyway with my math.
Dawn, have you seen it?
Have I seen what?
The cost of the creation of a penis.
I was teasing
the
you.
The cost of a creation of a penis.
I think that there's a range that I would say that it's probably probably ballpark, right, hovering around $100,000.
Now, so I can get a better picture of this. We're talking about the creation of a penis to attach to a biological female that wants to become a man, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I'm understanding the context.
Yes.
But it there's a lot.
I'll go 250,000.
No. Well, I guess that's if the whole apparatus. Like, do you remember Dr. Mark Solomon? He and Jen actually went out to California, but he used to be on Fox all the time. Great local plastic surgeon who worked out in New York here, etc. So he is one of the premier doctors for this in the world. He's world renowned. So this is actually a thing, and so it's incredible.
Does he operate on minors?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then he should be in jail.
And by the way, this is not the Howard Stern show. We're doing
because this is a medical.
This is a health official saying
yes.
This. All right, let's roll this.
Here, Marty.
Too many providers inappropriately profit from carrying out these destructive procedures, and I'm just going to go through this grotesque laundry list of prices just so you're on the same page with what Secretary Kennedy started teasing at. According to a 2022 JAMA data, so it's very recent, the typical vaginoplasty, a procedure a child does not need, costs $60,000. Shockingly, a phalloplasty, the creation of a penis, costs, on average, in America, according to this data, high quality, $150,000 per child.
Wow.
I do believe, with doing some work, that these prices have continued to increase with increasing manufactured demand. Yeah. And I must point out that the creation of a vagina, in that case of a phalloplasty, or a scrotoplasty where you add testicles, that's extra.
Ah.
Oh, the ball's not included.
Pathology that has afflicted the medical profession. It is shameful.
Can you supersize that? does it matter the size? You know what I mean?
Like,
right.
It does.
So certain, there are
penis
certain,
inflation.
There are certain areas of the world, and I will say, according to my sources, India, where it's unusual, like it's small comparatively to the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. So there are many reasons. Some of them are birth defects. Some are horrible accidents. But sometimes people, biological male, grown men, successful men, want a bigger one.
Yeah,
and they go for, and it's all possible.
So not being funny.
No, this is serious.
Maybe a little funny. But if you want like a Johnny Watt Holmes one, is that more than if you want like a light switch?
I mean, I don't think it's that much more.
Okay.
To be honest.
All
because
right,
once
I'm just curious.
Situation. But I think what he was talking about was, so there's a whole apparatus down there. And so when you're creating the entire group situation, the entire apparatus, the cost goes up.
So remember on the cut sheet real quick, we had some family, I think it was just a mom, who had five children and they were all trans.
Yes.
Remember we covered that story?
Cynthia Nixon is one of them too. From
Sex and the City.
Like she has all these kids, and I think all of them are trans or some form of that.
I mean, there's the human nature, the human element of that. Like, I'm sorry, I don't want to see a mom have five kids go through these procedures, and I certainly don't want my tax dollars going, I mean, so let's just say she had, I forget what the specifics were with biological gender assigned at birth, but let's just say she had five chicks, and they all wanted to become dudes, and they all wanted, as Dr. Oz talked about there, the man part. I mean, we're talking 150,000 with batteries not included.
Well put.
200 grand a pop, let's call it.
Yeah.
That's $1 million to fix a family of kids.
Scott. Well,
on my dime.
Scott Martin says, twigs only, berries extra.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez almighty.
But think about this. So this has been a lawsuit. It started last summer. We talked about it. Governor Josh Shapiro, remember, signed on to that lawsuit. And all these lawsuits are still in the courts, but Pennsylvania front and center. And this will be a huge battleground issue, I believe, for 2028, because Josh Shapiro has supported this and condemned, you know, this kind of move by the Trump administration. And so the only other side of this, I'm going to say, I'm a little queasy about government reaching too far into the patient doctor relationship.
I agree with you 100%.
And so that's where this gets squishy for me.
Squishy.
Well, wait a minute.
You know what I mean?
We have the government overstepping their bounds, removing kids from families because the parents won't call them by their preferred pronouns. But we can't step in for this?
I just think this is one of those gray areas that it will be worked out in the courts. And so what I would do, and I've said this all along, just put in there that if they get it wrong, that kid is allowed to sue. Make it easy. Take all the caps off. The lawyers always win. If any institution knows that there's a pathway by which they treat this child in a very compassionate way, and because some of this is really, as we've talked about, mental health.
Yeah.
We've talked about the fact that many experts say they're gay and that puberty is the cure for these kids. So if hospital institutions are incentivized to be compassionate but not to be invasive because they know that there's a litigious situation in this kid, because too many kids have come forward and said, my mom really, you know, the doctors, my mom, whatever, push for this, and now I can never have children and I'm scarred for life physically and emotionally, and I was, you know, 8 years old or I was 12, and if that kid can get $100 million, guess what? Then this all goes away.
Okay.
So I would rather go through let that incentivize or, you know, disincentivize the hospitals. You know, I'm just saying, I just think that anytime you open this up, then they're going to take advantage of it.
855-839-1210. The phone number, if you want to jump in, hour two on the way, as we pivot from the cost of installing a penis to a political win for Donald Trump, as it was official yesterday from the Oval Office. Stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.